Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show for you today. And how do I know it's so amazing? It's because three out of our five guests today have either been on a show before, we've done shows before, we've networked before, and I have some amazing, amazing guests. And the two new people that I'm just meeting today, I went through their information, their bios, and I'm pretty sure you are going to be blown away. So I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do. And since it's Monday, I know everyone is getting a slow start. They're just getting ready. I need you to be their virtual assistant today. I need you to call them, text them, inbox them, message them, tweet them, whatever you have to do. Post a note on LinkedIn, but let people know that the Roundtable Talk Show is live, because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So this Monday today, we need you to be a good friend and share this information. So while you're sharing this information, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. And our first guest, I know you will recognize her name. You will recognize her face, because she's been here before plenty of times. And each time we have learned something new. And you're going to see her as a regular guest. Yes, that's right, a regular guest, because she has booked one day a week for the next 2 months. And 2 months later, I'm pretty sure we'll do the same thing again. Because our next guest is not only the organization maven, she is an expert at groups, at marketing, at spreading the word, and I know you're going to love her. I want to say good morning to Allison Allman. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa, and all my friends. this has been a great, great month so far in July, and I'm just excited to be a regular.
I'm excited to have you as one of the first and one of the only like real regulars. We had someone here that kind of started out at the beginning. She was here. She did about, I think, four shows. And then, you know, I haven't heard from her. I would love for her to come back. But I want you to tell people why you decided to be a regular guest on the Roundtable Talk Show. What are some of the benefits you receive?
Well, for me, it was setting priorities. I've noticed that with the pandemic, everyone is expected to kind of jump whenever things are going on or reply to messages or that kind of stuff. And I kind of lost my ability to say no to certain things because with the pandemic, there's a lot of scarcity going on and people are scared and everything. And so I was kind of just accepting any work that came in the door, but I wasn't really happy with all the stuff coming in the door. And so I realized that I needed to take some more self-care and do more marketing. And I really enjoyed being a part of the show the past couple times. So I thought, heck, I'm just going to put it in my calendar. So now I can't go to work early on a Monday morning because I'm going to be here and just kind of just connect and kind of just do something that makes me feel good at the same time that, you know, I get to benefit by meeting new guests and I get to, you know, be on your show more often and just kind of be your sidekick. And
no, but I appreciate that. It's fun. And every show I've noticed, one of the reasons why I always introduce you first is like Allison Allman, not only because you're a regular, because you get the point of what I want to do with the show as far as asking the other guests questions. And so typically if I introduce you later in the show, it's like all of a sudden Allison has all these questions and people are like, well, who is she? So now I'm like, okay, this is the guest host for today, Allison Allman, because you have some excellent questions. Tell us what you've been up to lately, Allison.
Well, I'm a home organizer that's been specializing in garages lately because it's been great for social distancing. I'm able to be in the garage when my client is in their home, and then we can maintain more than 6 feet, and I can usually text them, what about this, what about that, and they just text me back. So that's been working really well for the past month. Everyone has been home continuously more, and they've been turning their garages into man caves or into home gyms or into kids' learning areas. So me coming in and organizing and getting the space ready for them has been a great thing. The other thing that's been taking off kind of behind the scenes is I've been really linking up with realtors to do home sale preparation services. People are still buying and selling houses and they're still overwhelmed and they still aren't really sure what it means when the realtor says, okay, we got to turn this craft room into a bedroom. And so I kind of come in and save the day, so to speak, and get their house prepped in a matter of a couple days versus a couple weeks. This really helps the realtor with their volume, keeps all their houses on the market versus those like in the pipeline. And also I've been able to just earn more trust with more realtors and get my name out there. So
when you say go ahead. Getting your home ready for the market, what does that consist of?
So usually I depersonalize and declutter and just make the room look kind of empty. This helps the stager. If there is a stager on the project, I mean, like 80%, there is a stager that comes in and they want to make their house. The house has to be show ready. So they have to, I go in and I get all the family pictures taken down and put away and all the knickknacks on all the surfaces and like magnets off the refrigerator and clean the countertops off. And just things that stagers come in with their furniture and their fake flowers and their fake plants and their white towels. And they don't really work with the client to empty the house to get it ready to be staged. Mm-hmm. So I come in and like a matter of just a couple of hours, just, you know, slim down the closets, slim down the rooms. Remove furniture, stick things in the garage, donate stuff. It's kind of a process, but I go through and I just do it in such a quick amount of time. I had some pictures on social media of a recent project where I did a whole house in 24 hours, but not 24 hours at all at once. I did 4 6-hour days where I did all the rooms in the house. And like one of the rooms, the you couldn't even see the bed. It was waist high piles of stuff. And within, it was like 3.5 hours, the room was completely empty except for the bed. And I got the client, it was most of it was donation or trash. He was an older gentleman and just didn't understand. Well, he didn't feel his items were of value to be donated. Someone had told him that his stuff was trash, but he didn't know what to do with it. And then I went through it and said, oh no, we can donate this. We can donate that. We can donate this. And he's like, people buy used ties? I go, yeah, men need ties. They need to go on interviews. They need to go to funerals. They need to go somewhere, you know, or you know, and different things. So we actually donated 1, 2, 3, 4 truckloads of donations. And I took about 2 loads of trash. And I did it all working with him. And he couldn't believe at the end of the process, I remember asking him, so what did you think of my services? Do you think it's of value? Where do I need to improve? And he goes, honestly, I didn't think you could do my whole house in 4 days. I kind of just went along with it, kind of like as a joke, just to kind of. And I go, he goes, but now here I am, you know, writing the last check on the last day. And I am totally shocked. What you did in 4 days would have probably taken me 4 years. So now the realtor can stage the house, get the pictures taken and get it on the market right away within a 2-week period versus 4.5 years.
I love it. I love it. The other day, I think it was Thursday, Friday, one of these days last week, I was sitting at home and I said, you know what? I just wanted to change things up. I wanted to change the energy up, get some new items, you know, for my house. And so I went to the Dragon and Rose and I saw Karen. So we were talking about so many different things. And I was like, Karen, your shop looks amazing. And she was like, it's not me. That's all Allison Allman. She said, whenever I need something clean, I call Allison. And she said, but the main reason, aside from just cleaning it, that I contact Allison is because of the accountability. And I thought that was so wonderful. She was like, Allison makes me accountable for doing the things that we need to do. She'll give me a task. And then she'll, once, you know, I kind of, you know, maybe not get to it, then Allison's like, hey, wait a minute, what about this task? And so it's the accountability that she really loved. And I thought that was the compliment to you. And I wanted to mention that to you on today's show. And then you also have people who love you. Debbie Adams is here again today. And Debbie Adams says, Allison Allman is amazing. So we got a regular guest and we have a regular viewer just from you. So I definitely appreciate you, Allison. But I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. Now, you have not seen this guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, on Ash Sharifa Videocast, or on Face-to-Face Talk Show. But this young lady is one of those people that I consider a part of my behind-the-scenes team. We have great discussions on business. We have great discussions on what's going on in the world. And she is one of the most positive people I have ever met. the CEO and founder of Positive Queens, owner of Bling Goddess. She is an actress, influencer, entrepreneur, business owner, amazing, amazing woman. Please allow me to introduce Valita Spellman. Good morning, Valita. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Is that a picture? I can't really see behind you because of the view. But I just want to, can you show us the picture of the Bling Goddess right quick behind you?
Oh, sure, can you?
Yes, yes, Siva. That's what you gotta go. Yes, queen, yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. And one of the things that I love the most about you is you are so humble. You are so humble. You're so friendly. We met at a gala event and I was doing interviews and you just jumped in there, started speaking, started talking. And I was like, who is this lady? You was like, I'm the Valita Spellman of Positive Queens. And then you open up your group on Facebook. And right now you have what, almost 200,000, 150,000 people in your group?
Yes, yes. You know, we're growing every day. Every day we're adding new members to the group.
Mm-hmm. So what's your current count, roughly?
We're closing in on 150,000.
Yes.
And we have we have some women waiting, about 2,000 waiting.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So what determines how long they wait?
Well, it depends on my page administration, because I have people that run the page for me. And nowadays, you know, we're more kind of skeptical about who comes in, because what we don't want to do is such a positive space. We like to look at people's pages, because I believe people's Facebook pages, they determine, you know, the person's lifestyle. And we don't want, although we do want to help everybody, and we do want to have a lot of women join the group, we don't want anybody that is going to be negative or set off a negative tone.
Absolutely. So 150,000 people, yes, right? Nothing, yeah, to sneeze at all. But when you first created Positive Queens on Facebook, did you do it with the idea of the numbers in mind, or what was your initial goal?
No, when I first started the group, I did it with the idea of just helping others, as well as being therapeutic for myself. And I just was real transparent about who I was and what I've been through. And, you know, it turns out a lot of other people, through my transparency, found, you know, that they wanted to be a part of this. Like, you know, who's this woman that is just opening herself up? And I felt the need to do that because I've been so closed for so long. And I felt, you know, that was the way, because I didn't want to be so vulnerable to people so that they would hurt my feelings. So I kind of like a turtle in a shell. So I decided to just open up and, you know, share my story. And the more of myself that I shared, the more transparent that I was, the more magnetic that I was to other women. And they decided to join the group.
So tell us a little bit about your story.
You know, I have been through a lot, you know, throughout my lifetime, you know, through childhood, you know, being molested at a very young age. And I was born in the 70s. So, you know, it was taught back then, you know, you really didn't talk about it. It was taboo. We weren't sex. We learned through school. We learned through that in health. It wasn't something that your parents sat down and they talked about. So I just throughout my life, as I was bullied as a child, and as a lot of things happened to me, I internalized all of that. And the more I internalized it, the more I walk around with my head down. The more teased I'd be in school, the more I felt worthless. The more relationships that I tried to develop with others and the people didn't turn out to who I thought they would be, the more I internalized that. And I was just so negative for so long because of those toxic relationships, whether it be friends, family, and people that you trusted. You, when you internalize that, it makes you a bitter person. So throughout going through all of that, I decided to use what talents I had through sports to be accepted. Doing other things to be accepted, you know, by people. And it was, you know, I had a horrible childhood because of the bullying and the things that people chose to do to me.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. But one of the things that I always tell people is everything that I've experienced, just like everything you've experienced, is to benefit someone else, to help someone else, to allow someone else to learn from your story and to learn from your pain. And so I think it's beautiful that you are always so vulnerable and willing to share your story. And so you turn a negative into a positive, and you created a space and a platform to uplift other people. So I applaud you for that. So what are some of the things and the information that you share as a part of Positive Queens?
Well, I created that to be a Disneyland for women, if you would say. I share about the things that I've gone through, and I encourage other women to share about the things that they've gone through, because it is for you to learn and to be strong and move on. But it's okay that this happened to you. It's okay that, you know, maybe you haven't moved on for it. It's sort of like a hospital for women to be able to get well, to be treated, and also for women to tell others how they've overcome what they've gone through. And, you know, for instance, we have women, it's a melting pot of things that women go through and that they've discussed in the groups. If you have cancer or you've beaten cancer, here you are in New York, and then there's somebody that has just been diagnosed with cancer. You've beaten cancer and you're in New York. So you're telling people how you beat cancer. And while you're sharing your story, you're also helping this other woman because, wow, I have somebody that's going to beat, that has beat it. You know, I have a chance now. There are other people that have been diagnosed with this and they've overcome it. So they're an example for me that I'm going to do the same. So I encourage women to be as transparent. And if you're not, you know, at least I know that you're listening. If you're not commenting, at least I know you're listening. And for also for us to be praying for each other. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that praying for others makes a stronger you, as well as strengthening somebody else.
I think that's beautiful. Well, tell us about Bling Goddess.
Oh.
That sounds like your baby. That
was
part.
Just about to come out my mouth. Bling Goddess is my baby.
Yes.
Actually, through this COVID pandemic that we're going through right now, it was like doing acting, which I do that. Everything had come to a halt. It was like nothing was going on for anybody. Everything ceased. So a lot of people were online. So I was online a lot, and I stumbled across some of the groups that had people making things. They were making t-shirts, and I'm looking at all these beautiful t-shirts, these beautiful bling t-shirts, these beautiful bling masks that people were doing. So I said, you know what? I'm sitting here, and extra money is great. Extra money is always great. So I never thought I would be a crafter or a thing, something like that. But it turns out I decided to join the group and learn how to do it. Got myself a machine and I started making t-shirts, and I put them up within my group, and it turns out a lot of people wanted the t-shirts. And then after that, you know, I did masks, and that turned out to be that people wanted masks, and I would bling out the mask and put their names on it and things like that. And it turned out to be a business for me that's going very well because of it, you know, because with masks, everybody has to wear masks. It's a requirement. So why not make it fun? Why not put this on
somebody's
name on it? I want to
ask Sharifa masks. Melita, I want to ask Sharifa masks. I'm going to place my order today. Actually, look, wait a minute. I don't know how many words. Why do you ask Sharifa and the Roundtable Talk Show? I got to change it up. So when I'm out, they could be like, what is that? I'm like, the Roundtable Talk Show? You didn't know? Everybody knows about the Roundtable Talk Show. Now, I do have more questions for you, Melita. Do not run away. Stay right with us. I just want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. And so when we introduce Allison Allman, who is the organization Maven, and I was listening to her, I thought about our next guest because I was just like, some things. What is the expression, Allison? Is one man's treasure is another man's gold, I think it is.
One man's trash is
trash.
Another man's treasure.
See, you're the experts. I always mess these things up. But I was looking in the background of our next guest, And I was like, I'm trying to get this Miss Pac-Man in the back. I consider that the treasure. I'm trying to get him to give it to us. But our next guest, you may recognize his face. You may recognize his name or his business. But he's been on our show between all the shows at least 3 or 4 times. Each time I learn something from him. Each time our next guest spends extra time that no one knows about helping me personally find other ways to grow my shows as well as grow my income. So I always love and appreciate when he is on the show, Mr. Darren Paltrowitz, who is a writer and host of the bi-weekly show Paltrowcast with Darren Paltrowitz. And he's written, his writing has appeared on The New York Times, LA Times, Daily News, Guitar World, just about everywhere. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Great. What you were saying before, Sharifa, that you learn from the guests, I learn from you. That's why I keep coming back. Like last time you had me on, I learned about Help a Reporter Out. I didn't know about that website. So I come to you to learn from you and the great guests, and everyone seems like a good egg in this group. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I didn't know about that. You didn't know about Help a Reporter Out. You may have mentioned it on the show, but I tell you, I always tell people, if you want to know 2 websites that have changed my life and my business, Help a Reporter Out and Fiverr. Those are the top 2. If you don't know about those 2 can help you. So after that, did you go on Help a Reporter Out and use it?
Actually, yeah, I did. I was writing a Father's Day gift guide looking for contributions. And mm-hmm. I put up an ad on there, and I had about 75 emails within 2 hours, so like mm-hmm. hundreds over the next few days. And it took a long time to dig myself out of that hole of all the samples received. So, you know, when you start to have, you know, 12, 15 FedExes or UPSs a day, it causes a little bit of strife in the home. Pros and cons, but definitely a thing I have to credit to you and the guests that were on that episode.
Thank you. 75 within 2 hours is no joke. If you have a podcast, if you have a video cast, if you want to start one, definitely check Help a Reporter Out, because with the Roundtable Talk Show, I have 5 guests per day. That's 25 guests per week. 100 people a month that I talk to every day. Because when I first launched the show and started announcing the show, I think people thought, okay, it'd be like 2 or 3 days. Sharifa will run out of guests. This will get old. This will get boring. And like, that was March 30th. Today is July 20th. And I still have 5 guests per day. But I couldn't do it without Help a Reporter Out. And so I do have to give credit where credit is due. Every time I make a post, 150 people respond. I book those people for the next month. Every first of the month, I do it and I am good. But tell us about one of the things. Okay, I was about to go in a different direction, but you saw a change. I have to give you credit too, right? I have to give you some credit. And this is something you did on previous shows, because we were discussing getting guests on the show. And you were like, Sharifa, especially with COVID-19, it's so easy to get celebrity guests because they're sitting at home during a quarantine doing absolutely nothing. And I was like, you know what? That's genius. But it was something you mentioned. So tell us about Paltrowcast. I've never heard of a Paltrowcast, but I get it. Paltrowcast with Darren Paltrowitz. Tell us about your show.
Well, I've been doing interviews since I was in high school, which 20-ish years ago. I started when I was, I think, in 11th grade interviewing people. I don't want to listen to those interviews. I bet they were atrocious, but I've digitized them. Anyway, I've gone in and out of the writing thing, but I got really heavy into it about 6 years ago. I'm taping 1 or 2 interviews a day lately, and you'll find that, as you said, you'll put in a request for somebody that you thought was way too big to have any time for you. But right now they got all the time for you and they'll do it on camera, usually on a Zoom. I'd say 8 or 9 times out of 10. And the big interviews, like, I guess once you interview somebody at this level and another person at that level, and then you present it to the publicist, you can get somebody at this level. And then you do some of that and you get this level. So I've been getting to speak to a lot of great people. Like over the last couple of weeks, I spoke with Sinbad, who's one of my favorite comics ever. Well, yeah, who doesn't like Sinbad? And Josh,
like, I'm making a list now of people to reach out to. Like, I'm reaching out to Sinbad. I'm like, hey, you are Darren's show. I need you on my show.
Oh, that's great. That one, I put the audio of it on my YouTube channel, but that'll be on the Paltrowcast this Wednesday. And I spoke with Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother. He has a musical act with Ben Lee. He's available. You're like, that guy was on one of the biggest sitcoms ever. He's available. Okay. So it really comes down to, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I'm taping one or two a day. And my life is kind of like one third the investigating work, one third the writing, podcasting, and one third still have my foot in the music business, consulting for some artists.
I love it. You know, you're always doing something. You're always changing. So let me get back to Miss Pac-Man. So how do I get the Miss Pac-Man?
Oh, that's what they call a shell. That's got over 1,000 games on it. Some people, if they're really handy, which I'm not, they can buy all the parts through a Home Depot and a computer, and an old school computer, and just put it together. I don't have the prowess. My wife fixes everything in this apartment. The door's squeaking, my wife fixes it. So I bought one of those on eBay through this company called Coin Op Store. And, you know, if you dream it, you could do it. If you told me when I was 10, 11, 12 years old that I'd have an arcade game in my home, I just wouldn't have believed it.
No, you got a cool home. I like it. I mean, you even have the please wait to be seated sign. I'm just like, is this a restaurant? What are we doing here?
Well, you know, a lot of respect to you, because when I went out to Long Beach, California on a press trip last year, now I'm from Long Beach, New York. You're one of the experts I asked, what's the latest and greatest over here? So the Long Beach to Long Beach connection.
Yes. And thank you for mentioning that, because the last time that you were on the show, we discussed that as well, is because you did an interview, which I was a part of, talking about the wonderful aspects of Long Beach. And we did the interview. The interview was published, and it did not receive a lot of fanfare. Not that I was cared, not that I was disappointed, but it just simply didn't receive a lot of fanfare. I ran for Long Beach City Council, and all of a sudden, everybody was talking about this article. This article kept coming up. They were like, yeah, we read your article. We read your article. You said this in the article. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but like a year ago, no one even cared about this article. Now you want my opinion. And only Darren wanted my opinion before about what's going on in Long Beach. And now everybody wants to know my opinion on what's going on in Long Beach. So again, I thank you for that opportunity. I have more questions for you, Darren, but I have to go ahead and introduce my next guest. Now, our next guest have not been on the show before, but I love when we change it up a little bit and we do a little something different. And our next guests are partners, right? So we have two people from the same company sitting in two different seats and who are going to talk to us about their company. And we have Arjun AJ Majumdar and Scott Sussman. I'm horrible at names, so forgive me if I messed it up too much, but AJ and Scott, it's okay. Y'all probably get that all the time, though. It's probably not just me.
No worries. No worries.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're great. Great to be here.
Okay, so I'm going to let you know why you're speaking to me. Not that I'm ignoring you, because I hear you, but I'm shopping in my mind. I just want you to know that I already put that dress, both dresses, in my shopping cart. And a couple of pieces of jewelry while you're talking, I'm looking at. They're going on my shopping cart as well. So tell us about who you are and what you do. Introduce yourselves.
Well, we're coming to you right now from our showroom in New York in the Garment District. It's very central near Penn Station. And what you're seeing behind us are our designs for Area Stars. Area Stars is a brand that was born out of really a desire to let women feel, from any background, any style, any shape, feel like a star in their own area. And that's some of our dresses behind you and some of our jewelry there.
Okay, so Scott, what do you have to say?
I'm sorry?
Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I started my fashion background working at Saks Fifth Avenue. Becoming a buyer for handbags and accessories, traveled to Europe and around the United States, loving that job. And then I went over to the wholesale side of the business, you know, selling to the buyers, and worked for companies, some of which you'll know, such as Tommy Hilfiger, Sperry Topsider, Tahari. And then we started to work together. Then eventually I joined AJ's company and have been here for probably about 5 years or so, 5-6 years.
I love it. So what made you decide to focus on women who may have issues with their weight or feeling sexy? Because to me, those are some very sexy pieces. Well, I hope those are one of a kind, because when I start wearing it, I don't want anybody else to be in my dress. And with my shape, I have to buy dresses with a certain, you know, I don't even know what's the word for it. It has to be made a certain way, a certain fit. So what made you decide to go for that audience?
I think that that audience has a very high disposable income and isn't being treated intelligently. And they are not being treated as if they will be able to access all fashions that women of different sizes or backgrounds. And I do want to point out that while we do have some size inclusive elements to our collection, the broader scope of Area Stars was to also address women from all backgrounds, and diversity and inclusion has been a very important part of our DNA and focus, trying to find points of distribution that speak to non-traditional consumers.
Mm-hmm. So who are non-traditional consumers?
Consumers who are not white and who are not 25 years old and who are not shopping on 5 or 6 department store websites, mm-hmm. Amazon. So, you know, finding different places, whether it's boutiques, whether it's online opportunities that are maybe less widely known, mm-hmm. Maybe it's pop-up events, maybe it's charitable events, just different points of distribution.
Mm. No, I definitely agree with you, because one of the trends that I've been seeing over the last few years is people are getting tired of that Forever 21 look. You know what I mean? Right. That audience, and people are starting to realize that there's more potential. Because me, you know, I can't even walk by Forever 21. Like, I don't even want to go near the store because there's no reason for me to go there, you know. Right. But I love sexy. I love things that are attractive, that show off my shape, that show off, you know. So everything I'm seeing right now is beautiful. I just have a question for Belita. Do you have like wholesale partnerships and different things like that? Retailers who retail for you?
That question, that was for us or for Belita?
I was going to Belita and I came back. I confused you. I'm sorry.
Yes, primarily our business is wholesale. We sell to people like Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, but we also sell to lesser known websites. One of our new partnerships is with a company called Verishop.com. They're speaking to people who want to find lesser known brands, more artisan brands. And we also have a great wide wholesale distribution with boutiques, primarily in the Northeast and Southeast. We're working on getting out to your neck of the woods.
Yes, come out of my neck of the woods. I'll open up a whole store for you, because right now.
Okay, we'll take you up on that.
Take me up on that, because let me tell you something. This is so serious. If I did a tour right now and I walked around the corner, you would think that I wasn't even in America. You would think that, because everything is boarded up. But see, I'm one of those people, just like Belita, who sees the positive. And I see opportunity that all of these landlords need to rent out these offices, because they just got destroyed with the civil unrest that happened just a month ago. So a lot of the businesses have left, but we still need clothes, because here in Long Beach, when everything shut down, the only thing we were praying for to open up was Ross. Like, I was like, when is Ross going to open? Lord, I was talking to the Lord. I was like, Lord.
Ross doesn't have, they don't have a website for you to shop
online.
You can't shop online, Ross.
Right. We learned that the hard way, but now they're back open. So, Belita, see, I was networking. I was partnering with you. I was like, you might need some of that in Positive Queens. You got 150,000 people who have to look good.
Yes. And to find out that since COVID, I'm in New York now. And I'm going to go in tomorrow, and I know where the garment district is. I don't know what their protocol is. If they allow, you know, as long as you have your license, can you come in? Do you allow people to come in and shop? But I love the pieces as well. Like, amazing. And to see two men like that are into this, and I'm just bubbling, multicultural, just exciting. And then you mentioned, because I'm a plus size woman. So I hope you got a lot of plus size pieces. I'd be interested.
You know, our showroom is not a retail store. So we don't, not that we don't welcome, that's probably the wrong word, but it's used for meetings with buyers,
yeah,
primarily, right. And you know, having meetings, etc. So if you're interested in any of our product, you can find them on the websites that AJ just mentioned a little earlier.
And our own website.
And our own website, areastars.com.
Okay, great. So on areastars.com, does it have space where Valita can reach out to you in regards
absolutely.
To-
Absolutely, yes, absolutely, yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna be looking for pieces. Allison, you can have that piece over there, the two piece, because your stomach is better than mine.
Well, hey, they already said that they sell to Bloomingdale's, and that's where I shop. So, I'm a lazy shopper. I just go online and I pre-select or filter by color and size. So I pick my size and then I pick blue, silver, and gray. And that's the only clothes that is shown to me on my filter. And then I sort it from low to high, fill my cart with $200 of clearance and whatever other items, and then hit shop buy. And then it gets shipped to me. I try it on. I ship back the stuff that I don't like. And then I fill up another $200 cart. And I just do that every 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I don't try anything.
You know what you like.
And pretty much everything that Bloomingdale's or Macy's sends me, I keep. And my whole wardrobe is all blue, silver, and gray because my stylist told me only wear those colors. So I just got rid of everything else. And that's just what I do. And if I happen, I mean, before COVID, when I would go into the store, I went straight to clearance in the back in the corner and just went to my size and grabbed everything silver, blue, and gray and took it home, tried it on, and brought it back.
Wow.
You know, in addition to everything.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And I was just going to say that in addition to clothing, you know, we also have fashion jewelry and handbags.
Wow.
You know, it's part of the Area Stars line.
And actually, fashion jewelry was our first business and is still our biggest business. People like Nordstrom Rack, we are one of their largest brands in all 400 of their stores. So, they've been a really great partner. And what's wonderful about Nordstrom Rack is they're in every town now and people are able to get into their stores and still social distance. They're not jam packed like maybe a TJ Maxx would be. You can still feel very safe walking around, and we've visited a few in the last few weeks. So it's been really nice to see that.
Okay, so we have to find a piece because Darren's wife, she put the oil on the squeaky door. So we need to give her a present.
Very nice. No problem.
Darren, areastars.com.
Yeah.
What are we recommending for Darren and his wife? I see some pieces in the background. What are we offering?
Well, one of the things that you can't see right now, but has been a huge success during COVID, has been our kimonos. Really, offers that women are wearing at home. They look great on Zoom meetings, but they also add a sense of comfort and joy. They're very tactile, and you can still be wearing your at-home jammies or sweats underneath, but you put on one of our kimonos, which are really one size fits most, and you feel glamorous. You feel like you got dressed for work.
I saw a yellow one on the website this morning with flowers and yellows.
Yeah.
I really like that one. It's not part of my color scheme, though, but I probably would wear
it. It's not blue, silver, or gray.
Yeah.
Right, right. But my eye goes, ooh, yellow with flowers. Okay.
Well, if you come back to the website next year, you'll see some blue come up we're working on.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're already working on
this. The show next year.
Yeah. Because we're in the mode of spring, summer 2021 right now.
Wow.
It's all kind of B2B for us.
So spring of 2021 is my season where you're going to have everyone's good. If you're having blues, that means everyone else is having blues.
We hope so. Yeah. Well, we actually don't hope they do, so that we are a point of difference, but more money that way.
Okay.
I love it. I definitely going to have to check out areastars.com. So much information. Darren, talk to us about your show and what you're looking for as far as a guest.
Thank you. Thank you. So I got two podcasts. The first one is the Paltrowcast with Darren Paltrow. It's the second one, which I launched last month. It's called the DLR Cast. And as far as I know, it's the only podcast about David Lee Roth from Van Halen out there. Kind of a passion project, but the growth on that has been quicker than my regular podcast. It's been going on about 2 years. And what I'm looking for are people that are either inspirational, entertaining, and or have new projects to talk about. So every now and then it's a friend, but it's mostly celebrities and entrepreneurs that I put on there.
So when am I coming back to the show?
When do you want to come back on the show?
I want to come back today.
Maybe. We'll take that one offline. I'm not saying no there, but you know where to get me. And I'm glad to speak to you as always. You're always generous to have me and everyone else on. So you, I'm not going to say no or dance around.
Darren, did you go to NAMM this last year or did you go to NAMM recently?
Good question. Believe it or not, I've never been there. I've heard it's kind of like the who's who of guitar, which I play guitar, but I've heard it's all crowded. You've been there?
100,000 people in attendance.
Wow.
And I went a couple years in a row. And so I got to like serve breakfast to Smokey Robinson and hang out with Sarah McLachlan. I actually worked for the convention center. So that my badge got me access to everything. I had no interest in going to the parties. I was over 30, so it didn't really interest me to go to the parties. But I don't know, if I had been younger, maybe I would have had the energy to do the after parties. But after standing on my feet for 15 hours, holding a sign showing the information or directing people to the bathroom, I was like done. But I did walk around, and in one instance, I was actually in this green room before a Saturday morning show. It was like a panelist or something. And so I was called security to the green room. This is what's so funny. I wasn't security. They actually had a like several checkpoints of real security, beefy security, before you got to the actual green room. And I just made sure that their orange juice was there or their cranberry juice, because I was like the liaison for Hilton, to make sure that way the Hilton person can keep doing Hilton stuff and I could be in the room making sure things were there. But quite a few times some groupies figured out the back entrance that the Hilton employees were using to get to the room, and I would actually pull security and go, these people aren't supposed to be in here. And then at some point we had a guard at that door too. But I got to, like I said, serve breakfast to Smokey Robinson, Sarah McLachlan, some other celebrities that I probably should know but didn't.
It happens like that. Valita knows everyone. That's what I'm saying. This lady is so humble, right? But I can tell you right now, if we can get into her cell phone, we could call the who's who of Hollywood. You enjoy the parties, huh, Valita?
Oh, yeah, I just love them, the energy, and a lot of people you're finding as celebrities. Sometimes you get some that are kind of snobbish, but to find out that somebody is being so transparent and, you know, they're easy, you know, just, you know, like us, they're easy to walk up to and talk to, you know, that means a lot. But I'm trying to be friends with Darren because I love Pac-Man. That is my game. And you just taking me back. I'm not going to say how old I am, but you're taking me back. That was the thing.
Well, you come out to Long Beach, New York, you're normal invited. You know, kind of like what you're saying with celebrities, I found that the ones that put themselves out there as the nice people aren't, and the ones that put themselves out there as the villains or the heels, whatever term, are the nicest people on earth, and you can't get them off the phone. And
that's true.
Different sides of people. Like there's this one guy, Billy Zabka. He played the blonde bad guy in every 80s movie, like all the Karate Kid movies, and just one of the guys and all that.
Oh, I know he is.
Nicest guy there is. You can't get him off the phone. So pleasant and talented. And I just love highlighting that kind of stuff to answer a question a bit ago. But wow, thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you look at someone on the screen and you think so much of them, then you meet them in person. It's really disheartening to know that you're this nasty in person. Like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
So I've run into, you know, a couple like that as well. So it is what it is. That's the business, right?
So Valita, what are you doing without all the parties now, right? You love the parties, but none of them are going on.
Listen, I'm creating my own space, my own parties, you know. Sometimes I found myself, I put on the gown. People, where are you going with dinner? I said, well, I want to feel like I'm on the red carpet. I can't use the gowns now, but I can wear them around the house. So, hey, that's what I'm, but I'm waiting for everything to kind of like, you know, open back up again. You know, you really miss it, and the vibe, just the Hollywood vibe, everybody, you know, dressing up and, you know, things of that nature. So I can't wait for it to start back. And you know what? I would love to be wearing one of your pieces or a few of your pieces and have other people to wear them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to connecting. And I find it fascinating that you guys are like, you need your own like reality TV show based on what you do in those pieces.
Well, you know, all of our clothing is made in India, and AJ and I went to India back in February. So we went just before all of this, the lockdown, and we worked with some of our manufacturers, both in clothing, handbags, as well as jewelry, to come up with, you know, our new designs for the new season.
One of the things that we've discussed over the last few months, because this is basically shows us all during COVID and in the quarantine, and the one word that continues to come up is that pivot. Every business in some form or fashion has pivoted in the way they operate or the way they do business. And I think it was Scott who pointed out about the whole thing with Ross not having an e-commerce aspect of their website. And I realized that during COVID, but now they're back open. With your company, what are some of the things that you had to do to pivot in order to remain in business and to continue to profit during this time frame?
So we're really lucky that we have wonderful digital influencers who have discovered us online and reach out to us regularly to wear our product in exchange for posts or stories. Mm-hmm. And the brand has become quite coveted through the influencers, and that is helping us to build up more of a direct-to-consumer following, which is something we're very weak at. We have been blessed in getting into all these large retailers and websites right away, but we haven't been as savvy when it comes to direct-to-consumer. So we're spending a lot more time on blog posts. We're spending time now researching ways to improve our site and really nurture these influencers quite on a day-to-day basis, where in the past, we might have just sent them samples and said, all right, you know, do whatever you want. Now we're talking to them on a day-to-day basis.
No, I love it.
Are you using the shopping feature through Instagram where it links up and they can use, you know, those little dots that show up on the thing?
I've been encouraging
people, and they just look at me like, what? You can buy on Instagram? I'm like, yeah, there's a shopping link now. And they're like, what? And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you can shop our Insta, our Facebook. You can even shop on TikTok with us. But the challenge for us is that our brand, like I mentioned before, it's on national websites. So you can find it on Macy's. Well, if you go to our website, it's a heck of a lot more expensive than on Macy's.com because Macy's runs a sale every day. And people will find a brand they like, and the first thing they'll do is they'll Google it and find it at the site that they love the most, or at a big site where they get free shipping or free bigger discounts. So we're fine with that. We profit any which way you look at it, but it makes it harder for small brands to build their own direct-to-consumer base.
Right. I completely agree, but it was two things that stood out for you. I understand about the influencers. Feel free to put a box together of clothing for Sharifa Hardy, and I'll go ahead and wear some of those pieces. But in addition, you know what I do is marketing. So if you ever need help or assistance getting the word out about what you do, I would love to help you.
That's very generous.
Very sweet.
Absolutely. But I just wanted to second and agree what Valita said. Like, it's the story. The one thing that I've learned, and I've been doing this since 1994, when I first built my first website, I was one of the people who built cheaptickets.com. I would, you know, work for American Express. I took a company public in 2016 and we raised $6 million in the IPO. So one of the things that I've learned is it's always the story. So that's what Valita was saying about your own reality show. I think that it would add to your success to focus more on your story And because, I mean, look at your personalities. You're both different, but you're both so, you know, it's like you work together, you blend together, you mesh together. And there's a story there because you both have, to me, what I feel are distinct personalities.
Yes,
and that's
do.
What people want to see. So I would love to have that discussion for you. Let's see what we can do to work together and to help each of you out. But I just applaud you for just doing what you're doing, because to have Macy's, you know, as one of, you know, like, okay, Macy's now I have this problem because of Macy's or because of the large chain stores. You know how many people would kill to be in your shoes right now?
We're very blessed.
And we recognize that all the time, that we are very, very fortunate that people respond to our designs and our, you know, our look.
And one of the things we would be remiss in not mentioning, especially if any of your viewers are watching, is that I think you found out about us, Sharifa, because of an article on Women's Wear Daily about a new program we launched called Area Star Shines. And because we believe that this time in history is not a moment, but a movement, we have to launch this program to promote entrepreneurs who are Black or brown backgrounds that need help from other business people. It could be marketing, it could be sourcing, financing, merchandising, e-commerce, whatever, Instagram, how to make a TikTok, whatever. This morning before we spoke to you, we talked to a wonderful couple, an African-American couple in Portland right now that want to launch their own fashion workwear brand. So we want to pay it forward. That's really important to us. And to hear more from audiences of all colors, and where Scott is white, and we've heard from so many of our white customers how they want to see designs from people from all backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to do our small part in paying it forward, and hopefully one of your viewers will hear that and want to reach out. We're just mentoring for free.
Let me just say that that's a beautiful thing that you're doing.
At areastars.com.
So Scott said you can reach out to us at info@areastars.com.
Yes.
So we wanted to make sure we got that out there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I apologize, but I think that's so important on success in life, that you pay it forward, because you're not paying it forward for recognition. You're paying it forward to say, hey, you know what? I want to make someone else happy. I want to enhance someone else's life. And if we continue to do that, it'll become a domino effect, because I'm a firm believer that positivity outweighs negativity. And then you'll get it back abundantly by seeing a smile on somebody else's face and seeing them be successful as well. So I applaud both of you for doing that, because a lot of people, it's about me, it's about my family, and that's all they worry about. But if we continue to pass the baton on to the next person, that hey, I'll pay it forward to you, can you do the same? That and with that mentality, that, you know, what a world this may be. So once again, just congratulations and much success on your endeavor.
Thank you. That's very generous.
I think so, and I definitely agree. I love what you're doing, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to speak with you today, because it's so interesting when I have guests and the audience is watching, they have no idea who these people are. And then it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually had this person on the show. So this is huge. This is a big deal to have you, as well as all of our guests, on the show. And you might actually motivate me to do one of the things I've been dreaming about for a long time, and that's go into fashion design. I always dreamed of creating this company, and I'm going to put the name out there, even though you're not supposed to, but I just feel the movement right now. But it's called Corporate Denim. I always wanted to create denim outfits for the workplace. And, you know, because for a long time, they always had that you can only wear jeans on Friday. Friday is jeans day, you know? So I wanted to be like on a Tuesday where people are like, you can't wear that, that's jeans. I'm like, no, these are not jeans, corporate denim. Like, you know, like this is corporate denim, right? So that's my idea. We'll figure it out. We'll work it out. I know there's a lot that we can do together, because I have ideas by the truckload, if you haven't figured that out. Now, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. It went so fast this morning, but at the end of every show, what I love to do is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who's watching it in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance. And we're going to start with you, Darren.
Oh, thanks again for having me, Sharifa. Great to meet all of you. Please be in touch if I can ever help with anything. I'm always seeking pitches for articles, podcasts, etc. But the Darren Paltrowitz, Paltrowcast with Darren Paltrowitz podcast every other Wednesday, the DLR cast every week, my articles and all that. Just follow me at Paltrowitz on social media, and really do hope to stay in touch with all of you. Thanks for having me, Sharifa.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining us. I know we're going to stay in touch, and I'm going to be a guest on your show, if not today, soon, so that way we can get out there and let everyone know exactly what you do. Valita, what do you have for us?
I just want to say to everybody watching, you know, a lot of times we're apprehensive on starting something new. I believe that this COVID epidemic should have taught us all something, that maybe your job, you may have lost your job, but we all have talents. We all have gifts. Don't ever think that you're not gifted or talented and get stuck in one mode. So if you don't have a job, you can start a new business. You can sell things, you know, create things. Everybody has a gift. And, you know, don't step out in fear, just step out in faith and knowing that it'll work. And if you adopt what these wonderful gentlemen do and pay it forward, how abundantly blessed you will be. So this is what I want everybody to take away from this. May positivity outweigh negativity. And you can find me on Facebook at Valita Spellman. And not only do I attempt to inspire women, but people from all cultures and walks of life, because we are all one big family.
Absolutely. Thank you. When we get off the air, I'm going to have to contact you for my Ask Sharifa and my Roundtable Talk Show mask, because I need those today so I can go do me a little shopping at Ross. Allison, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm just glad to be a part of this show. I feel that every time I'm here, I learn something and I grow a little bit more. People can find, I'm still looking to help overwhelmed, busy individuals. That's kind of my thing. I'm really good at organizing. I'm really good at puzzle pieces and challenges. So for me, going into someone's cluttered space isn't a reflection of you and how terrible you are. Like, I don't ever judge any of my clients. Each person I run into is unique in their own skills. My unique skill is being organized. That is it. So I walk into someone's house and they're thinking, oh my gosh, my house is the worst house ever. She's going to run out screaming. She's going to gossip about me online. And it's the complete opposite. They're really good at being moms. They're really good at being whatever their business is or whatever their passions are. And I come in and I'm like, ooh, new puzzle. Okay, let's organize this. So that's how that's kind of my outlook every day when I go in, and I never run screaming or anything. I see a lot of dead animals and petrified things and so forth. And that's just part of the hazard of what I'm doing. So I'm still looking to help people in Southern California get organized, create that man cave, you know, whatever their thing is that they need, so that they find calm and peace during this happening. So I'm the organization maven. That's all over social media. I'm like on 15 different social media platforms. And so if you put the organization maven in all of the Google search, I come up everywhere. So I'm just looking to help more people. That's just my mission.
And you are amazing. And one of the things that I enjoy about you that I can relate to is I have the same situation being a business consultant. So many people come and they need assistance with their business. And they're like, Sharifa, I know you're going to run because we have so many issues and so many problems. And I'm like, nope, it's a puzzle. It's fun. We'll figure it out together. And then you'll be amazed. So I completely get it. Scott, what do you have for us?
I just have one simple thing to say. Don't let go of the dream. We never could have dreamt that our business was as successful as it is and just growing. And it's something that I always keep in the back of my mind. So I just want to pass that on to all your viewers.
I think that is so wonderful. So wonderful. We're definitely going to speak. AJ, what do you have for us?
I think, again, thank you for having us on this show this morning. I think in the spirit of Ask Sharifa, that your viewers should try to find ways that they can pay it forward in their own lives. It could be their neighbor, helping their mom, helping some other business owner, whatever it is, there are small ways. You don't have to be on a five-way Zoom tell. Just find small ways to pay forward, and it comes back to you tenfold. It really does.
I love that. Thank you. That was so beautiful. And I love the whole spirit of it, because it is the spirit of what I do. Every morning, I have five people who take their time to share with everyone else. You know what I mean? And that's what I always tell people. That's why I tell people at the end of every show, please support our guests, because our guests are giving of their time. They're giving, I'm not paying you to be here. You're giving that time to be here on the show. You're giving information and you're giving resources that so many people wish they would have had when they just started out. That's what I try to give people, especially new entrepreneurs who are just starting out, other people who can say, this is what I've done. This is how I became successful. These are the steps that I've taken. And so that's what I would love for everyone to do and to bring it into the world. So I just want to thank you all for being a guest on this morning's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live. I want to thank everyone who shared the show. I just want to thank you for your support. If you're watching it in the archives, it doesn't matter, but you can still go, even if you're watching this show 12 days from now, go ahead and share this show, because it's information that can help other people. And if you are interested in being a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asharifa.com and select be a guest. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Bye.